Now help me welcome Jim Monteverdi back to the Partner's Voice. Welcome, Jim.
Hello, Mike. Thank you.
And I should say congratulations. You are the new chairman of the board here at Partners Financial.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that as well.
Yeah, let's cut to the chase. And I just want to ask you, how do you feel about being chairman of the board?
Truly and honestly, I am humbled, overwhelmed, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. And it will be a challenge. And I look at it as more of an obligation, if you will, than a privilege.
Well, you have been an active board member. You have been, helping steer the ship, and we've been through some rough seas the last 24, 36 months. Help the folks who are going to listen to this, and we're going to have longtime members listening to this and new members. What is the board's priorities in terms of helping the organization in 2011 and beyond? You know, where's the board's focus in this coming year?
In a word, I would say, or in a few words, I would say, Michael, to really help our firms grow and really manage their success. I think it's becoming more and more complicated for the types of firms that we have as members to really go beyond the status quo anymore. I think it's become more about marketing and planning than historically it has been about product and service.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the board hopefully will begin thinking on a very strategic level, because under Ken's helm, Ken Samuelson, we have accomplished much. And he navigated us through some very, very treacherous waters. And we are at the point now where the concerns that we all had just a few years ago have been accomplished and addressed. And now the board is in a position to really think strategically, not tactically. Our staff has never been stronger. And I hope that we can address some major concerns that hopefully we'll talk about today, delegate them to you and John and your staff and the management team, and hopefully employ them in a reasonable fashion. So basically, I mean, successfully we have attracted the industry's finest producers. And I believe our first job in Partners is and always has been to make sure that our value proposition is tightly aligned with the needs of member firms and their clients.
Well, Jim, what keeps you up at night about Partners Financial?
Trying to maximize the utility of our resources in the most efficient and effective way that we can. I mean, personally, I know that we have resources that I aren't even aware of, and that's not Partners' fault, that's my fault. But my days are too fast, I'm running too fast, to really take the time necessary to educate myself on all the resources, all the tools, and all the significant value that Partners offers. So I'm hoping that we can work through some of these, because I know a lot of member firms share the same sentiment. And the communication, making sure that our communicative lines are open and extremely responsive in an orderly fashion, is another concern. So what keeps me up at night, Mike, is basically the same thing that keeps me up at night relative to my own firm, and that is making sure that we're running on full cylinders, that we're all on the same team, moving in the same direction, trying to accomplish the same goals, and then prioritizing those goals into a single plan of action.
Well, you know, now that I know what keeps you up at night, and I have similar nightmares, what gets you excited every day, not only about Partners Financial, but your own practice?
Well, I love the insurance business. I absolutely love it. It's not a job for me, it's a passion. I like what the product does ultimately when it's positioned properly and communicated well. And what excites me more than anything else in the business after 40 years of being in this business is the same thing that excited me in the first place, and that truly is the miracle of the life insurance product. Our job as an organization and as a firm is to position that product to and with as many people and firms as we possibly can, because I know that their needs are always greater than the monies that we're talking about delivering. So the excitement to me is the same thing it's been 40 years ago, and that is really the magic and miracle of the life insurance policy. Working with partners, members, friends, and the organization such as Partners Financial makes it all worthwhile. Because when you get up in the morning and work with people whom you love and enjoy working with, what could be better?
I know. I know you love us, because I roped you into a couple of things last year that I thought you are gonna be upset with me for an eternity. But
our culture is so unique, though, because it's built on sharing, yeah, and innovation and leverage and objectivity.
Right.
And we're all dedicated to serving the general public, which is very unique.
Right.
And that's our culture, if you will. And Ken defined it as the power of partnership, and it is powerful. And it's really an easy way to explain what culture really is all about.
Yes, it is. Jim, back in January, you spoke at the International Forum, and I think I had a little bit to do with roping you into that, that wonderful meeting.
Love me, man.
It was a good time, but I think you got a standing ovation, and I think you helped people appreciate and reminded them about why we're all in this business and what a great vehicle a life insurance product is. Can you share any recent stories about a case, about a client, about a situation that you think is transferable and that the listeners of The Voice would really benefit from?
Well, I can share several real-life situations, Mike, where I know that the product that we delivered made a huge difference in families and in businesses and making sure that their goals and wishes and dreams come to fruition. And most of the people in our organization can share those types of sentiments on a daily basis. But what I'm really interested in and excited about is that the life insurance industry, as we know today, has moved from concern to action. And we're not just confined to just our members or our policyholders any longer. I think we have actually become concerned for all consumers. And that is essential, truly, because those who shape our society invariably act on the desires of the many and not the few. And I think, the life insurance product, when it's properly communicated and positioned, serves the public well. I found that moving consistently towards an era of greater involvement in the multitude of problems and opportunities confronting the entire life insurance industry has never been more critical than today. And therefore, we need to have more critical type thinking, particularly in the elite type of distribution system that Partners Financial is. And right now, it's the finest in the world, on the planet. So that's a huge responsibility for each and every one of us. From an image standpoint, from an ethics standpoint, and from a delivery standpoint. And it's our obligation and our responsibility to one another, and Partners Financial and the consumer public will be the ultimate beneficiaries of all that we do.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't want to let you too far loose on this Partners Voice, because we're going to get to hear from you at the Spring Marketing Conference on Sunday afternoon. Are you ready?
I am ready. Well, I'm getting ready. I'm trying to get prepared for that.
Well, I know when you are ready and you are prepared and you weigh in, it's going to be an exciting segment of the conference. So, Jim, I'm not going to push you too hard today. All I want is your commitment to come back to The Voice, give us an update from the chairman after the first quarter of the year. Tell us how you think things are starting off, and if you will commit to coming back maybe quarterly and giving the membership an update from the board's perspective on how things are going, both right here at home at Partners, in the industry, and amongst our membership, I would greatly appreciate that commitment.
It would be a pleasure, Michael, for me to do that. And I can promise you that your board is deeply dedicated to face the challenges and opportunities of our future, with the strength and conviction necessary to ensure our professional growth. And we will all be concentrating on how we can individually and cumulatively help our firms grow.
You got it. Well, the buzzword of the day is growth.
Right. Professional growth. I look forward to it, Mike, and I look forward to working with you. And thank you again, you and John, for all you've done over these past few years, because it made a huge difference. And I don't think your board's ever been better prepared to take this into a completely different level in the future.
Thanks, Jim.
See you, Mike.